Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip. And we're going to take a bit of a break from instructional videos. We're going to get back to that. But I wanted to address this question that I think every soul winner has wondered about, and probably just about all of us have been asked this question by other people before. And that's this question: how long should your gospel presentation be? How long should your gospel presentation be? Now, let me just say this, that this is actually a question that many good people will have different opinions of. Now, there are some extremes that are just not acceptable. For example, I had an old pastor that he said he liked to do a six-week Bible study because he really wanted time for the Holy Spirit to work on that person's heart. Well, that's insane to say that when you preach the gospel, you got to spend 6 weeks. And then you also see these people that try to trick people into praying prayers, and they're counting like 50 salvations in an hour. That's obviously ridiculous as well. But even amongst good people, there's quite a varied opinion on this question. And so I'm not super dogmatic on my answer. This is just my opinion. But there's not a 2 + 3 = 5 obvious answer that thus saith the Lord according to the Bible. So I'm going to give you my thoughts on this. And number one, I want you to realize this. It's not really about how many minutes you spend or how much time you spend. It's really about how much material do you cover. So for example, if someone said, okay, I'm going to preach the gospel and I want to start in the book of Genesis and just really go to the background of everything, and they spend hours and hours explaining the stories like the flood and Abraham and Moses and all these things. Well, here's the thing about this. They might have spent hours and hours, but they're going to have to spend more time because they never actually got to the gospel itself. And so, you know, just because you spend hours doesn't mean that it's good. It depends on what you're actually mentioning. And so it really comes down to, you know, what material are you covering? So there's certain things that people need to believe to be saved. They need to understand Jesus is who he says he was and that he'd do what he said he'd do. And underneath that umbrella, you see things such as believing that Jesus is God, understanding the Father sent the Son, believing salvation's a gift, believing it's eternal, it's not works. And there's all these steps that people need to understand and believe. And you know what? You need to be able to accurately cover all of this information. And if you've spent a long time but haven't covered all of it, then it's not sufficient. So it really comes down to how much, you know, are you able to cover? That's really the question that we're looking at. Now, here's the thing about this, though. You know, obviously, you cannot cover everything in a very, very short amount of time. 2 minutes is not enough to cover everything that the gospel is about. So obviously, there's an extreme on this end that's too low, and there's an extreme on this end that would be ridiculous and too high. But, you know, first, you know, realize it's really about, you know, how much material do you cover? All of us as soul winners, we are trying to maximize our results. Obviously, the more time you spend with someone, the more likely they are to get saved. I mean, if you have 10 more minutes to just add another 5 verses to make sure they got it, then yeah, you probably have a higher percentage of that person actually got it. But then if you're spending like 40 minutes per conversation, you might be wasting your time when there's a lot of people that are already ready, already willing to listen, and you could have gotten that person saved earlier. So all of us are trying to maximize our results. If you're too short on time, you could pray with a lot of people that don't actually get it. But if you spend too much time, you could be missing out on a lot of conversations. So as I said, this is my opinion in terms of what is the best approach. So number one, it really comes to how much material are you able to cover. Another thing is, what is the background of that person? So for example, if someone is a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, it's going to take more time because they have more material and more information that they're off on and that you're going to have to double check. I've gotten Jehovah's Witnesses and Hindus saved, and you know what? It was not a 15-minute gospel presentation. It took a lot longer than that. You know, it took probably over 30 minutes, you know, to get those people saved, because there's a lot of stuff they need to believe, and you know, you have to ask them a lot of questions to make sure they're getting it. So it depends on their background. Now, I have gotten somebody saved in less than 10 minutes once in Guyana. Now, I personally don't recommend a gospel that is that short. I'll talk about that later on. But I want to give you the scenario here where I was talking to this woman in Guyana and her eyesight was really bad. So she said, just can you read the verses? And you know, literally every verse that I quoted, she finished quoting it for me in the King James. You know, she knew it, memorized it in the King James. You know, what must I do to be saved? You know, you ask people that question and people don't know what the answer is. And this woman, she responds, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So she's quoting all the verses, and she knew so much about the Bible, but she wasn't actually saved. And like she literally changed what she believed so quickly. And you know, I was going through the gospel and I'm just thinking, I mean, I think she got it. I mean, she understands, you know, what I'm asking, but I've never moved on so quickly to the next step in my gospel presentation. So look, there may have been a time in the past where people really knew their Bibles and it might have taken less time. But you know, oftentimes today, people know very little. So if somebody has a background and they're believing the stuff very simply and they can understand it simply, it's going to take less time. So it really depends on their background. Number one, it's really how much material do you cover. Number two, it depends on their background. And number three, as I kind of mentioned, it depends on if they're getting it or not. And so don't have this idea that my gospel is 15 minutes no matter what. Well, you need to make sure you're asking questions to see if they're getting it. And if there's any hesitation, if there's any problems, you're going to need to spend more time to make sure that they actually get it. So don't have this idea that you have a set number and no matter what, you're going to go through your gospel in the same amount of time, the same exact verses. You're not going to spend an extra second. Well, you need to make sure that those people actually get it. So in conclusion, my opinion is that a gospel presentation that is 10 minutes or less is too short. Now, I'm not saying that everybody would agree with me on that. There are like-minded people that have shorter gospel presentations than me. And I'm not saying it's impossible to get somebody saved in 10 minutes, because I gave you an example of somebody I got saved in less than 10 minutes. But I am saying that I personally believe that if I made my gospel presentation 10 minutes, you know, what would happen is a lot of people that I would pray with would not actually get saved because they'd still have some questions because I was rushing it just a little bit too much. My personal opinion is that the gospel should generally be between 15 to 20 minutes on a normal conversation. Now look, I know good people that have gospel presentations less than 15 minutes. I know good people that have gospel presentations that are more than 20 minutes on average. But I will say that, you know, for me personally, I would say 15 to 20 minutes is my general gospel presentation if things are lining up. And I personally don't have a goal to shorten it or lengthen it because I believe I'm able to cover everything very in depth in that amount of time. But I do believe that if I were to shorten my gospel presentation, you know, there might be some people that would pray but not actually get it because I wasn't quite as in depth as I need to be. But one final thing to think about is, you know, when you're first starting preaching the gospel, you shouldn't just try to be exactly like somebody else. If they spend 15 minutes, you're going to spend 15 minutes. Because the truth is, when you first start preaching the gospel, you're not going to be as clear with explaining the gospel, and it's probably going to take you more time to do a good job because you're still kind of learning your system to be able to be perceptive and to get everything to click and everything like that. So honestly, if somebody's new at preaching the gospel, I really would just encourage them to make sure you're in depth. Make sure you're asking questions to make sure that they're getting it. And of course, as time goes by and you're more perceptive, you know, you're going to be able to explain things a lot more clearly and more precise. And you know, you could probably end up spending a little bit less time as you get more experience. But for me personally, I would say that, you know, 15 to 20 minutes is, you know, my general gospel presentation if things line up pretty well. If there's really no problems, it's generally around probably 15 minutes if things are just clicking really quickly. And if there's, you know, slight hesitations or if I sense they might not be getting it, it oftentimes runs to 20 minutes. And of course, you know, sometimes it takes even more than 20 minutes if it's someone who has a lot of questions. It could take a lot more time. So it really depends on the person. This is a very tough question to answer. There's a lot of different opinions. I'm not, you know, upset at people that have a slightly different opinion. I would just say that in general, 15 to 20 minutes, if you've got your technique down, you can be extremely in-depth. And you know what, I personally don't think you should really try to shorten it below that because I think you're going to pray with a lot of people that aren't actually getting it. So how long should your gospel presentation be? Well, it really depends on a myriad of factors, but in general, I would say 15 to 20 minutes is kind of a good time frame to look at. Anyways, thank you and God bless.